You want to know
what? Welcome to the relationship episode of Brown Bag.
Oh, you were filming this.
Episode 5. Get ready. Do you know what your love language is?
I was.
Oh, sure.
Duno, by the way. We need to introduce ourselves.
My name is Duno's World.
Leti.
Victor.
Mm-hmm. No sé. No sé, Duno. Oh, no. He said Victor in Spanish. I said no sé.
But no sé is not Duno.
Oh, sí sé.
Oh my god!
But let's take a shot.
Let's take a shot. Yeah.
Before your language.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose glasses are these?
This is a weak ass shot.
First of all, Angie. Look,
look, this delicious.
I got a big head. If it's you big. Oh, you look. It looks so.
Oh yeah, you look cool.
Hold on, please. Go on with what were you saying about that amazing delicious tequila?
Yeah, this amazing delicious mandala manufactured in Los Angeles.
Whoa, just like us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just like us.
I need a double. That's how good it is.
I do love mandala. I put them on to this tequila because it goes down smooth and it doesn't like it makes you feel good.
You're a fucking alcoholic.
And you don't get hungover crazy like other tequilas.
And you wanna know what's crazy about this tequila?
There's a little bit of sweetness to it too.
I judged it at first.
Yeah, it's just fire.
Remember?
Yeah. The way it looks,
it looks like very like, oh, just the bottle's cool, so we're gonna keep it for recuerdo. But
yeah.
For sure.
And shout out to the duendes that were killed so we could have these little botas.
Botas picudas.
Okay, fool, we're not, bro. I didn't say nothing about the duendes. It would. I probably.
That's hilarious. That he'll talk shit about everything, but the duendes.
Yo, like he don't really play with is that not shit. Like. Yeah, he don't play with that.
I
shit.
Don't play with the Ouija. The Ouija, none of that.
He didn't even want to finish the sentence. Yeah,
the Ouija. I don't play with the Ouija.
Cheers, Angie.
So smooth, you guys.
Yeah, I love that shit.
I ain't gonna lie, it kind of gives me a banana taste.
Banana?
Yeah. For some reason.
Yeah, there is like a sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was saying, I think you guys were like talking about it, and I asked Angie what her was. Angie behind the scenes, shout out Angie, shout out HR.
Angie, show your hand on one of the cameras. Yeah.
Her nails ain't done because nobody paying for them. So you want to pay for Angie's nails? We'll put her cash up in the description.
Yeah, comment right there.
Yeah.
Comment
if you're from the OC, send her a dollar.
Santana.
Because she's
Santana's
the only
finest.
Representation you're going to get.
Santana's finest.
Yeah. That's
because
it.
It's not like any of us.
Yeah, that. Or else we're going to talk shit about what the fuck happened in Knott's Berry Farm. Why the fuck is the OC so problematic right now? Did you see?
Yeah, they had a shootout.
Yeah, there's a shootout at fucking Knott's. They're like.
Orange County's a dangerous place, man.
Like, they sell jam there. There should not be any shootings there.
Okay.
Yeah,
The gun ain't jammed though.
We're good. We're like really good.
The gun. Are these good?
But that's Angie. What were you saying?
So when you guys said love language, I thought like, oh, just a girl, right? That was my first thought. Like, oh, what I saw a girl, but then you were like, it could mean friendship and everything.
Yeah. We show everyone our love language. It's basically how you express yourself to the world. For example, like this is how I'll do it in friendship, right? If I know Angie's love language is quality time, I'm going to know that like, okay, for her birthday, I'm going to do something where we're together. Versus like if I knew her love language was words of affirmation, I would write her a nice card. Like, so it's like
affirmation is a huge word.
Yeah, it's my love language. So there's 5 love languages. There's words of affirmation. There's acts of service. There's gifts, quality time, and there's one more. Shit.
Touch.
Good job. That one's yours too. So a good way to figure out, shout out to my friend Spicy Mari. A good way to figure out what your love language is.
Her name's Spicy Mari?
Yeah. She's a relationship coach. She is. Her way to figure out what your love language is like, let's say you are coming home after a long day at work. You're stressed out. You're opening the door. How would you like your partner to greet you? Would you like them to say, I miss you? Would you like them to say, to give you a kiss? Would you like them to be like, hey, there's food for you? Would you like them to say, hey, I made you food? Or would you like them to say like, hey, come watch TV with me? Which one would be like the best greeting for you?
I feel like
he's already done it before. You
have we hadn't done it on the brown bag.
I know he's gonna do it after you.
Oh, okay.
You just want to steal answers, so go.
No. I haven't been in a point where like I've lived with somebody.
Picture it.
Picture. I would honestly like. I'm a very like big like. Even though like let's say today, we've been just filming and everything, and Ace has been on. I still like going home and showered even though I didn't sweat all day. So my thing would just be like, just kind of like, for sure make me food. Like just like, yeah. Like make me food while I shower. And then when I get out, the food is ready.
He has such ADD brain that.
He was talking about a shower and he's like, but make me food.
like, so love language with my mom.
What makes you more nervous? Talking about love or talking about doing this? Like, what is it?
Yeah, he's a little nervous. I want to say the wrong thing.
What are we tapping to right now?
Like, my thing is like, while I'm doing something, you do something. And me and my mom do this all the time. Like, while I shower, my mom makes me my huevos. So when I come out, I just change and the food's ready. Boom.
But to you, it's like, don't you you feel like my mom loves
me? Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's acts of service. Yeah.
Acts of service. Yeah.
So like, you would like her to cook you something, because to you, and it has to do with what your parents do too. Like, your mom showed you love by that you probably can understand that equals love from a partner.
Yeah, because if she didn't do that and she always does that, you'll be like, Mom, are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Right.
Or I always go like. One of my thing is like
acts of service is your love language.
I'm always in a rush and I'll be like, oh, she would put my child in ropa, and I'll get in the shower right away and not even hear her answer, even though I haven't get.
Yeah.
And then when I come out, my ropa's planchada.
And you know your mom loves you, right?
Oh, what?
Does she tell you she loves you?
No, but she always.
Okay, so see, this is the thing. So mine is words of affirmation. You have to tell me you love me. I need to hear it, because I tell you I love you. You know, remember we have had these convos, like when you guys say something complimenting to me, like that means a lot to me.
Hey, do this.
Yeah, because that's words of affirmation for me.
Okay, fine.
So, and that's how I do it to my kids. That's how I say it to my husband. My husband isn't necessarily someone that says I love you, but he is going to like stock the fridge. He is going to make sure there's full gas in my car. Like that to him is showing, his is acts of service. That's okay, to fine. Him is showing that he loves me. And so it's like, I could get mad. This is where it fucks up, because people, I could get mad. You never tell me you love me. But to him, he's like, well, I'm doing this for you. That equals love for me. Okay, so what you have to do is understand your partner's love language and that equals love for them. What's yours, Vic?
I think,
it's acts of service, touch, words of affirmation, quality time, and gifts.
Damn, I like them all. Yeah. I guess I'm needy.
We all have something. Like a little bit of all of it, but yeah, it's like, especially sure. Like, how do you express it?
How do I express it? I would definitely say gifts, and then acts of service and quality time.
Yeah.
Like when I like somebody, I just want to spend so much time with them.
Bro, that's what I was saying. I was thinking like with my mom, I think it's acts of service, but with like a girl, I like. I think it's so weird when I'm constantly being the one to ask to hang out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate, I don't like, because then what if just it happens to be like those 3 days you're really busy and I ask you 3 days in a row?
Yeah.
And you're busy and then I feel like a weirdo.
Yeah.
So I love when a girl will be like, oh, come school me. You want to eat today?
Yeah.
I like when a girl, I think
that's
mine
effort
will be.
For you.
Yeah, mine will be the, and or I think even listening. Like, I will listen to you. Both girls
that's
that I've
quality
dated,
time. Yeah, both. That's what happens when you guys are hanging out.
Okay, fine. Yeah, both girls that I've dated previously dealt with a lot of emotional issues, and I thought I was always, even though I probably didn't understand what mentally they were going through,
yeah,
or even like just what they've been through in the past, physically or whatever the situation was, I just always try to remind them that life's gonna be okay no matter what.
Yeah.
But even though I can't relate to a girl, I could always just give my get my point of view and understand how you were saying, like, even though I'm wrong, just let me know that you're on my side, even you know. And then I think that's
me,
I think I was big on that.
It's support.
Yeah,
support.
Facts.
Facts. Wow, isn't that so cute?
She makes everything just like,
but you see, okay, so my legit is words of affirmation, and so
literally
this is why I podcast, this is why I talk, like I express myself through words. I also like touch, like I, that's why I hug. Like, I have to, like, feel you. I have to cuddle with you. To me, if we're not cuddling or if we don't hug or if we don't kiss, it's like, do you even like me? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because some people don't. Some people aren't that way. So you have to respect if touch is not their love language.
Yeah, I'm for sure not a touchy man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hold hands at the mall or...
See, to another person, if their love language was touch, they'd be like, this fool doesn't even fuck with me. Yeah.
Like, if I don't even cuddle... If I don't even cuddle for more than 4 minutes, I get hot. I'm so caloroso. I'll be like, get away. I'll be like, or like, I want to sleep comfortable. Like, your hand over my face.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
No,
your hand over my face is not going to make me sleep the way I want to sleep.
Well, that was facts. Brown Love.
Brown Love.
Welcome to episode 5 of Brown Bag Podcast. This fool Duno just came back from Mexico. To me, you know what's a trip? that you just got in an accident and you got ready and you're just like, a la madre.
Yeah, for like, sure.
And I think I learned this from you guys. You guys are always talking about live your life how you want, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's you guys. I've seen Vic definitely.
What? Why?
But I feel like even you, like you guys understand. But Letty enjoys this very much.
Yeah,
this is her sanctuary.
This is my passion.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. And I think it's all our passion. But she's been doing it longer, and we're kind of like learning through her.
Yeah. And for all the comments that think this is Duno's show, so he could fire us if he wants to, he can't.
People say that in the comments.
They do.
Duno, you should get a new co-host. Or Duno, this.
They said Duno, you should add AD and Terrell. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait. This is not Duno's studio.
Facts. It is Letty's.
She built it.
Yeah.
She did build it
with her bare hands.
Yes. Stop, because it did.
I know.
Angie did too.
I know.
Angie helped tremendously.
Does your studio have a name?
Yeah, Set Go Studios.
Set Go Studios?
Yeah,
like cool.
Lady Set Go.
I don't know. I can geotag it?
Not to be confused with Lady Set Go.
Oh, my God.
I don't give a fuck. I want the smoke.
Can I geotag it? Set Go Studios?
No, but I need to do that.
We should do that. Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, I don't know how to set that up.
You know, be fired. When you walk in, you know how everybody has your name? Like, what room? Why isn't yours there?
Because of the pandemic.
Oh, okay, fire.
Yeah, but like.
But do you want people to know?
You don't really give a fuck, do you?
Well, actually, there's another place in here. Mm-hmm. That's also incognito, like, and if you were to walk past it, you wouldn't know it's that. Yeah. And I think that's cool too.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
Like, you know those clubs or like those places that like it looks like just a regular place, and then you go there.
There's a spot in downtown that like you go and it's like in a regular building, but you go up to like a random floor and then it's like a sushi bar restaurant and
that's why
it has like a view. I forgot what it's called. But like
so similar.
I like shit like that. That's like very incognito. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I do too. It's kind of like Narnia.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Yes.
You like? Okay, I could get on board with this.
Yay.
Okay, look.
Oh,
I love the Lion,
like
the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay.
I read all them shits.
Bro, I love how, like, I wonder.
Okay, carne asada, Nino Rival.
Oh,
Rival.
No, I'm not doing I'm walking
carne
out.
Carne asada, Nino
no,
Rival.
Bro.
Harry
no,
Potter.
No, bro, you're so
Lord
weird.
Of the Rings, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Go, Duno.
Oh, that's easy.
Go, Duno.
Okay. Narnia could be my enemy just because. Is but you want I'm
no
can,
do it go.
Can I say why it's gonna be that? Because Narnia only had like two movies and Narnia was very simple. It was more like they found a closet, boom, a new world, they became king prince. But I love Narnia has so much action. Like I love how the birds, I love the creativeness, how like the eagles have the rocks while the enemies are coming, they drop it, slow them down, the tigers are fighting like the evil tiger. Like it's just so dope. But I'll go with Tiger. I mean, Tiger.
Tiger.
What the fuck? I said Tiger.
I'll go with Tiger.
Okay.
Like, City.
Making mess.
Tiger performing in the wardrobe.
Like, this is shit. I would go with Narnia as my enemy. Lord is.
His face.
Oh, fuck. Lord of the Rings would be kind of solid. I could go back and forth. And then I guess Harry Potter could be my Nino. They'll be part of my life forever. That's so hard.
I would say Lord of the Rings could be my rival.
Wow.
Because them movies are too fucking long. I enjoyed them.
Like, you're going to lose to a Hobbit, bro. Like, what the fuck are Hobbits going to do?
I enjoyed them.
Like, Harry Potter could fucking kill you.
Bro, don't you fucking disrespect Frodo.
Narnia has the fucking lion.
Wow, like, you disrespecting Frodo like that?
Yes, I'm just go.
Yeah, Frodo had a weak ass haircut.
Low-key, Hobbits? Are hobbits duendes?
They're halflings.
Oh shit!
No, but these hobbits are nice. They get drunk.
What
and
the? Wait, is the Smeagol a duende?
He was a hobbit, but the
he
ring took
so
over
scary.
Him. Yeah, he gave me like he was a piece of shit.
He's
fool.
A creep.
Who's creepier, him or Voldemort?
Oh, Smeagol for sure.
Smeagol for sure.
Because Voldemort was just a badass evil motherfucker.
Yeah,
but he also looked.
Smeagol was like very incognito. Just trying to get his rings and being
that for like raw fish.
He was being Smeagol, and then he'll be Golem when he wanted the rings, right? Like he was like a different person.
Yeah,
like,
so gross.
Yeah, that's my
so rival. Yeah,
that's my rival. Carne asada could be Harry Potter because you know I used to fuck with him when I was a kid. You know, like I used to like it and enjoy it, but like I kind of grew out of it. Sometimes you grow out of like your friends and you see him at the carne asada, and it's like it's my dad's friend's kid, and like I fuck with you, but we don't relate in life anymore.
Yeah,
you know, so you just pound them up. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then definitely Narnia could be my padrino because I have fond memories as a kid. I'm always gonna have love for them. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to agree with Vic because have you ever heard that Narnia is about God? What? Like that supposedly explain, the lion is God or something.
You know what I like about Narnia? That
but like if you
the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, is that like the father, like it the has son, to do, the Holy Spirit?
It has to do with like, I guess the God is the lion, but then the other stuff is like the temptations and the other stuff is, I don't know.
The fawn was that like?
Fucking the evil witch?
Yeah.
The evil witch is the devil?
Like, so I think from feeling it that way, that's a God parent, that's a Nino for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, fucking Harry Potter is fucking the shit. He, imagine how cool it would be to have him at a carne asada and you literally don't have to do shit. This fool just has to go.
You'll cook everything.
And everything's fine. And then all the fucking
carne
candy.
Asada.
Yeah. All the, Wingardium carne asada. Like, and all the little chocolates jump and all that stuff. Like, it'd just be really cool. And then, yeah, I don't like Lord of the Rings. I never got into it. I tried reading the book and it just wasn't it.
So, oh, for sure. I don't think Lord of the Rings books made such an impact as Harry Potter. But the movies, they are long, you guys. I
saw you post the story watching Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, with my nephew.
And you have the subtitles in Spanish.
Oh, because my mom, she'd be watching the subtitles with me.
But it's on your laptop.
Yeah, I know she. But I don't take them off. It's just like, if I'm already watching it, I don't do like the most.
So your mom and you watch it off your laptop?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a TV, but like, me and my mom don't sit at the couch and watch movies together.
It's funny because our OC representative, Angie, watches Netflix off of her laptop in her room with two other people, like her niece and her sister.
Duno does it.
Oh, okay.
No.
She's from Orange County. It's a little bougier.
Just so you know.
I have a.
She's like, I have an iMac, not a MacBook.
I have a TV, but it's like when the homies come and we'll watch something. But there's no need for my TV when I have my laptop and I'm just in my bed.
I feel there's no need for your laptop when you have a TV. You can stream on the TV.
No, but me and my mom just bought a huge TV.
Awesome. Yeah.
So when that comes on, I'm going to switch. That's going to be a little more cool because the TV's going to be able to be like, switch it around and shit like that. But, I love my laptop. I watch, what am I sit there?
Pornhub?
No, I don't watch porn on my laptop because it gives you viruses. I do watch it on my phone.
I would like to bring up this point. And why no one ever said this in the comments?
They did. That's how I remembered. I first just went through my head.
Okay, just so you know, not only do I provide the studio, I also do production services for Brown Bag Podcast. And I put together the intro, which is this. Tell me why we were on like a group call and Rosecrans Vic is like, hey, did you mean for our intro song to be the Pornhub intro?
Wait, no, that was Duno.
Or did you mean for that to be the Pornhub jingle? And I was like, what the fuck do you guys even mean?
So what I did was...
Oh, the drum pattern.
The drum pattern. I just thought that they did it for fun. And I ain't going to cap. I didn't watch porn a couple times. I didn't want to go cheat, so I jacked off. You know what I mean? It's normal. Things happen in life.
It's normal.
Yeah, but I just really thought Letty did that because she was, like, trying to be funny or, like, you know, it's kind of like an ear catcher. Like, play the sound around any guy, they're going to be like, they were like a TikTok trend.
What's about to go on?
Yeah. So.
I was oblivious to this.
She literally. And then, so, I don't watch porn on my laptop because I think that's weird. Like, I remember somebody tweeting, like, if you watch porn on your TV, you're a psychopath. And I go by that. Like, that's kind of weird. Like, fool. Use your phone like a normal person.
Got it.
Okay, so I had to go on YouTube and I put Pornhub soundtrack. No way. And I'm like, dude, that's the vibe.
So it's almost identical, but it's not identical. Well, it's the same drum pattern, but different like drums.
Yeah.
Is what it has to be.
So why I chose it was because it sounds hip hop. To me, it sounds hip hop. It has like a little like sound, like a West Coast vibe sound for me. And so I'm like, oh, this is a cool clip that I got from like a website that
has stock
gives
sounds.
Gives out sounds. Like, you can get beats, whatever, right? And now when they brought it up, now I can't stop thinking that this porn is porn-related.
Thanks a lot, guys. And it's so funny because Letty was so like, really?
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And I'm like,
she's like, can we change it?
Yeah,
I'm like, leave it. Like,
and I'm like, leave it. The fans love it.
To me, I trip out that you actually thought that was intentional. Like,
I just thought
that would have been a good troll.
Yeah, it would have.
We should just switch it out now.
To
the porn of one.
They're going to come after us.
Oh, yeah, because it's not there. You're right. Yeah, no, but that was funny. But yeah.
All right. Well, Duno went to Mexico in a fucking slide. And it was really cool. He didn't invite us.
Super fool!
You knew to the rescue. Going.
Okay, you guys, I didn't invite because there was no more seats on the minivan. I went in a minivan. It's called El Vergel. Had a great time.
The minivan is called El Vergel?
The minivan was called the Express of Duna. Because I drove. No AC.
Minivan no AC?
Nah, man, it's my uncle's. He uses it for work. My uncle, one of them, like, old school dudes. But I prefer no AC than being comfortable in a regular car.
Okay.
But because the window, because we're able to put the windows down, so we're not really suffering.
Yeah, it's never too crazy.
And then we drove in the night in San Diego, and on the way back, we drove like 5-6, so the fresh air was hitting. Mm-hmm. And the line wasn't that long, so we weren't really being hassled out the line by feeling bad about buying. It's not that you feel bad, but when you see little kids like 5, 6, 7 years old, like hustling and grinding, trying to sell you everything from chiclet to a fucking statue of your face.
Yeah.
You're gonna wanna buy. So like the thing I always learned was like always have your windows up while you're in the line, and then if you find something you like, fuck it, you buy it.
Oh, gotcha.
But you don't always, you know, because like if so, yeah, so but the line was going by quick. We were in the line for like 20 minutes. I bought like this little it's not really a escapulario, but it's like that has the Virgin Mary in it.
Right. I understand your way of thinking, but sometimes it's hard to follow you. You mean the line coming back from Mexico?
Oh, yeah, like the
because right now we're talking about you going to Mexico.
Oh.
And then you're talking about the line back.
Oh, the line back was cool. We got some ponchos from the Dodgers.
I love that.
And we bought some nieve, some pan dulce.
Well, is it nieve or is it helado? Because I call it nieve, but then that's snow.
Wow. I say nieve when it's like the guys have the four flavors, like vanilla, limon.
Like if it's soft serve,
that's
it's
what yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
And then for helado, for me, it's like popsicles. Or like the jumps, or like the...
And then there's raspados, which is shaved ice.
Yeah.
I feel like one of these things is wrong, just FYI. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It sounds pretty wrong.
Yeah.
I think no, because if it was the texture of snow, you can make it into a ball. And like...
Wait.
No.
The soft serve is not the texture of snow.
What is the raspado?
A raspado is.
Yeah, but that's not nieve. We got rain.
Yeah.
I think this is my theory. I'm gonna go with the soft one, the one like it's a scoop, is nieve. Helado is the popsicle, like the Big Dipper is the bomb pops and all that. I think that's helado, and then raspado is shaved ice.
Bonus, padrino, carne asada, and rival.
Okay, I got that's easy. Helado could be my enemy. Nieve could be my la carne asada, and then raspado they have him in the hood. Oh, but that's what I probably gonna actually. But raspado is always dope with some vanilla with lechera on top. So I'm gonna go that with my padrino.
Go.
Helado. Oh, there's some bomb helados though.
Fuck, I know, that's why it's so hard.
But I feel like raspados, like I fuck with raspados, but they're
Don't do it.
A little too sweet for me. At my age, I feel like it just
raspados
like
raspados are hood. They know how to fight.
I know, but like
the raspado community gonna come after you.
Raspados gonna be my rival.
Oh my god!
Helado's gonna be carne asada and nieve. Like I always love a good like a cold stone or something like that. Shit's always that's gonna be my padrino.
Okay. To me, raspado is carne asada because it's like when you're having a carne asada, they're most likely gonna be there. I feel like it'd be okay to make helado a rival because if I'm thinking of helados, right, like Tweety.
Yeah, like the
Tweety,
like
a Tweety. And their eyes always come stupid, so like they're gonna be easy to fucking punch in the face.
But like, they're having the fire, like
like Tweety and Ninja Turtle, y'all ain't shit. You're not gonna win. You're gonna be my rival.
Bugs Bunny and shit.
Yeah, you guys fucking come all crazy. And then Nino vibes is the soft serve, is the nieve.
That's
what. But I feel like there's like fire ass like helados that have like fresa and like the shit like
the Michoacana. That's a whole nother level.
That's why I couldn't have it be my rival.
Michoacana from Boyle Heights. You try to sponsor me, sponsor this shit.
Oh yeah,
let's get it.
Come through, yeah, bro. I fucking love your come shit. Through.
And your hot cheese with cheese are gas.
Michoacana,
yeah,
that's a diamond. That's a gem of Los Angeles for sure.
I agree.
Yeah, fucking even the little rundown ones, y'all still come through in clutch.
Oh, God. And they keep popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Brown Businesses.
Oh, bro, they're like, oh, yeah, now that I think about it, they're everywhere. I just want to know
what is the process that makes it Michoacana. Like, what's the process that makes it that style?
It's kind of like when you say, like, example, like, how people say, like somebody would name their restaurant fucking Melindo Nayarit.
Yeah.
Which is actually a restaurant that I like going to. And they make all their food like Nayarit
style. That's what I'm saying. What about the popsicle is Nayarit?
Maybe
is
they were the first ones to put like fruit,
in it.
I don't know. Helados. Well, I don't know. None of us are Michoacanos.
You've never had it?
No. None of us are Michoacanos. Oh, yeah, are you?
No.
You're from Jalisco. Yeah. Oh, yeah. None of us are Michoacanos.
DF, Guanajuato.
Yeah, so.
I'm Central Mexico. You're Central Mexico too, no?
And DF is the capital? That's Central Mexico?
I think it might. Is there any beaches?
So
Jalisco's by the water.
That's literally, yeah, like the center.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I didn't know that El DF is like the third biggest state in the world.
In the world. You know what I didn't know? That there's volcanoes in DF.
Yeah, for that pyramids way.
No, but they have volcanoes.
Oh, I didn't know about volcanoes.
Like lava shit. That's like crazy. If you look at, like, if like we were like to look at our mountains and there's fucking smoke coming out. Like that's in El DF.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
My mom ain't never told me about that.
Yeah.
All she told me was never wear jewelry and never pull out your phone too much. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Roba carteras.
Yeah, that's so scary.
It's cool. I want to go and get my
wallet. Okay, wait. Anyways, did you eat in food over there in TJ?
Oh, yeah, man. I always stop by the ugliest places and get some fire-ass tacos.
Like what?
People don't know this, but one of the fire-est meat ever is suadero.
What is that?
Can you look up what suadero is? Like, what? Suadero is so gas.
The name is suadero.
Like, the carne, you know how you ask for pastor, carne asada, pollo? I really like suadero.
Is that, like, steamed?
I don't know what animal is it, but it's...
Oh, it's an animal.
Yeah, for sure. It's carne.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm assuming that suadero means the way it's made.
I think like, it's like
pastor the... Pastor is that one thing.
Yeah, but pastor is like, you know, like, lengua is cow tongue.
No, but al pastor is more the way that it's made. Al pastor is that it's on that one thing.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying. Oh. Yeah.
And the seasoning.
So it can be cow or pork.
Yell louder, Angie.
Okay, it's cow or pork, and it's thin cut of meat from the belly or leg.
Oh, yeah, so like all of fat. Okay, that's so unhealthy. But I'm like that. I like
they the... They probably only sell that shit in Mexico.
No, for they sell it here at fucking Avenue 26.
Oh, bro.
Yo, shout out to Avenue 26.
Bro, we gotta go there and fucking interview people.
Somebody said TikTok ruined that place, but I'm like, how did it ruin it?
No,
like,
I'll tell you when, why.
You know what? Can I put my input real quick on something?
Wait. What I think is like...
Wait, let me... I'm sorry, man.
I'm just saying, like, people can say they ruined it or whatever. I haven't been there in a minute, I guess, since, like, TikTok started or whatever. But, I mean, I'm never gonna be mad when... Brown people are getting the fucking bag, no matter if from white people, no matter who it is giving them to them, right? If it's popular, now it's popping, now you have to wait 30 minutes to get a taco, fuck it. Like, they're getting the fucking bag.
And man, you can't complain about no fucking Avenue 26 line. The line moves so fast because there's like 10 taqueros. And the fact that you can't decide what you want while you're waiting in line for 5 minutes, that's on you.
You should have known what you wanted before you even drove over there.
And bro, it's not only just the taco. Obviously, the tacos is like a big stamp, but...
Oh yeah,
man, they got funnel cakes, fried Oreos. Man, they got
They got fried Oreos.
Yeah, they have everything.
I'm
now.
Going tonight.
Yeah, haven't been like you said, you haven't been there.
I haven't been in like
fucking me and my homies go at least twice a week. I swear to bro,
a staple there
because they're from down. It's like Danela, Northeast LA.
Okay, so here is my thing. I totally understand getting the bag. Totally understand all of that. But there's some stuff that like we like to be ours, and like. We're giving the money too, right? So it's like, it's not like without white people, it would not exist or like it would not be popping because it's popping already.
Yeah.
I think there is like now, fuck even waiting in line for tacos. Now you can't even park because it's like bumper to bumper. Oh. There's like no parking anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't even get out to wait unless you Uber there, right? Oh. As a person with children, it's like that shit's so hard now.
I feel I respect that, but you got to be smart when you...
So, like, I was there before the TikTok, whatever, that blew up.
Yeah.
And after. And so before, it was my first time Jorge took me. And it's like, oh, shit, this is so dope. Like, this feels good. This
my
feels,
culture.
Yeah, like, it feels good. And then now it's like, damn, I can't even get in. And it's mine. Mm. Because all the white people are there. And then.
Can we take a shot before you start screaming at me? No, go ahead. Finish first. Beautiful.
I see. Oh my God! Like,
yeah.
To me,
OG. Go ahead, OG.
To me, like, that was so nice.
All right, go ahead. It's yours. It's all yours. Not mine. Not
your world. It's your world.
We're just living out the whole day on the list. Shout out Avenue 26. We got to make this a clip.
On God.
Yeah. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us. All of you. All 10 of you.
Oh no, there's like 50 of them.
It's a taco each.
Like, I think that was my whole point.
You know what's crazy about TikTok being ruined? I was thinking this shit because I like auto paisa shit. There's a thing called Picolandia.
Yeah.
And then people started making like, this is why you should go to Picolandia. And then
how they sneak in their bottles.
Yeah. And then I was seeing how like girls that have been going their whole lives were like, you know how you could do the voice shit? How TikTok ruined Picolandia. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I seen videos before how girls were getting like backflip by the guys that knew how to dance like crazy, or like it's just like a huge party. It's like a huge posada where like banda cracking and you get drunk and you enjoy your time. But I guess since it went viral, everybody wanted to go see what it's about. But the OGs of the Picolandia vibes weren't in. You couldn't really dance no more because there was everybody was like this or like since. It went viral on TikTok how people were hiding in their bottles.
Yeah, now they're extra checking.
Now they were checking the bottles and shit. And I was like, okay, I respect that. But do you think the owners give a fuck? Like, bro, they didn't make hundreds of dollars in that league.
Yeah.
But I understand.
It's like when people say that TikTok ruined Duno.
People say that, I'd be like, holy
I'm not just kidding. Yeah. He's like, who said that?
Show me that one.
Wait a minute, who said that?
I think even
anybody could say that. Like, there's a certain level of popularity you reach that people start to turn on you.
Well, that's
like
a selling out type of
thing. But it has nothing to do with the people that built the business. I mean, it's like one day, hopefully, we hit 1 million subscribers.
Yeah.
And then the original people are going to be like, man, I used to listen to them, but they changed.
Oh, they have ads now.
We're getting the fucking brown bag.
Which is the whole point of this podcast.
But we're thinking like in a sense we're like, we're getting this money. But it's kind of like if you ask any graffiti artist that's been around for so long, if you ask them, they'll be like, the internet ruined graffiti because it gave fools that don't have balls. And I'm like, I understand what people from Picolandia like.
Yeah.
They feel like that was their sanctuary every once a month where they put on their botas and their sombreros and
they could
go dance with everybody. Yeah. But I'm like, in a sense, like, it's only getting bigger. Like, Picolandia could probably make even a bigger stadium.
Yeah.
Where you're going to have enough room to get flipped around and your feet here and your feet there. And there's going to be new ways to sneak
in. Everything is fleeting. That's what people got to realize. Like, look, there's only going to be so long that this thing that you like is going to be low-key. It goes the same with artists.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how many of us can be like...
Oh, don't get me started about your favorite artist.
How many times can we be like, oh, I remember Kendrick when he was K-Dot.
Mm-hmm.
And then now he's like a super huge megastar, or even Roddy Ricch. Yeah. Like, I remember posting Roddy Ricch's music in 2015.
Yeah. I remember for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but even with Avenue 26, the thing about it that was so special is like, it had to be word of mouth because it wasn't on Yelp
at all.
Like, there's no address to it. Like, you gotta know it's in the cut, like, it's by railroad tracks.
Bro, so it's in the hood.
No, but like, you had to tell me where it's at for me to know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
then
after I tell someone.
Word of mouth. Yeah,
shit like that, right? So the TikTok kind of like exposed it. And like, it should get that love, but I think there's always that like, damn, that we had that. And of course, it's still good. Big up to all the vendors there. There's people that like especially during the pandemic, these vendedores couldn't sell anywhere. And now they're selling at this place and that's good. Like,
You know what's crazy? That's kind of like saying like our hoods. Like gentrification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's in a good way, like, the hoods are calmer now.
It's literally like if
It's kind of heartbreaking, but
Christopher Columbus had a TikTok and was like, "Hey guys, look what I just found! Oh, this new land! And it's like, come on down, come on! Oh yeah, there's some natives here, you know? They'll get used to us." And then boom,
I feel you.
Colonization.
That was
Christopher Columbus, by the way.
The original TikTok was when he wrote a letter back to England.
Like, hey guys,
hey guys,
guess what I found? It wasn't Asia.
You
but
would not believe what I found. A whole new world.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on down.
The color kind of like when the sun comes down. But
we made a new England.
But you want to know what's so dope about Avenue 26? Sign on the Christmas. But I love going after a Dodger game. Everybody's Dodgered out.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
So, bro.
That's the best.
And honestly, that's when I go there, I get so much love.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, it's kind of like.
That's your demo.
It's like
that's
close
your demo.
Home.
Yeah. That's
bro,
your
but
demo.
It's like Dodger, like you see, like from little kids to. To old man, older ladies, to young people, to. The 30s, 20s, everybody just rocking their Mookie Betts, rocking their Bellinger, their Kershaw. With so much pride, even though we lost, we're not taking our jersey off. Yeah. And we're going to come eat where we feel comfortable. And we're going to, after we eat our 7 tacos, we're also going to get a fucking agua de Jamaica and then get some hot Cheetos with cheese.
Some churros.
Yeah. And take it home and then sour, go to sleep, and maybe eat a pan dulce to go to sleep.
And then we gotta see Kyle and Karen like, oh my God.
Yeah, we got to keep going and shit like that and not stop supporting it, I think, because... Personally, I take pride in, like, where I moved, I'm the only Mexican there, right?
And I believe that.
And the thing is that, but that neighborhood used to be predominantly Latino. So, like, when I moved back in, like, as a Mexican, like, when I moved in there, I felt a sense of pride. I'm like, damn, we re-gentrifying this shit. Y'all took it, I'm taking that shit back. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's not a lot of young Latinos that can afford to live there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I take a sense of pride in that.
And that's like,
you
know, that's like one of my goals is to buy the building I grew up in.
That's fire.
Even though
that's fire.
Because I remember like, it was like a 2-bedroom for like $850. And we were.
As you should. Because again, it's like, they don't expect people like us to be able to afford it. Like they raise the rent so we can leave. But if we come with that money, that brown bag, we bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Because we bring our people back.
Because when you're thinking about it, like, oh my God, I ruined it. You're being selfish to the guy that probably only sold one bracelet before TikTok and after TikTok sold 100. So it's kind of like, we get it. Don't let your emotions ruin your money. Right? Yeah. Is that a good way of saying it?
Or if there's a new, let's say like a new Picolandia pops up, like similar to it, maybe it's a little further out. Support that one then. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if there's a new Avenue 26, if they make Avenue 27, like, go support that shit. You know what I'm saying?
The fucking 626 night market.
Oh, yeah.
626. I haven't been there, but everybody's been like, I want to go, I want to go.
Let's I heard it's cool.
It's cool?
They have an elote with hot Cheetos all over it. Like, think of an elote.
Like diabetes?
Pretty much. What is in diabetes these days?
Facts. Everything on Avenue 26 is diabetes. The fuck out. But honestly, the love there is so amazing.
626 night, though, I feel is more like centered towards Asian culture.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You like
the San Gabriel Valley.
You know what I love?
Which is not bad.
The Santee Alley.
Oh, yeah.
Santee Alley.
Shout out to my friend who has her makeup shop that hires very responsible women.
Oh, not this again.
Regardless
of whether you have children or not.
You do it. I forgot your friend had that.
Look, shout out to your friend.
Brown business.
Shout out to your friend. Shout out to the single mamas.
Women supporting women.
Shout out to the single moms and all the girls that are not moms.
And cheers to Avenue 26.
Oh, yeah.
And Picolandia.
And Picolandia.
And regentrification.
And regentrification.
Brownification.
You took your you alcoholic?
Low-key, I like the smell of the leather because it helps with the smell of the tequila.
What's your weird smell? Like, mine is a vacuum.
You like the way it smells?
Yeah.
I like the way gasoline smells.
Same. I like marker. Oh, my God. Marker smells so bad.
Marker? You guys are getting high some sniffing Sharpies
like this?
In middle school?
Yeah, you
and, then and then you'll paint your eyebrows after?
I like so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I like the way cigarettes.
Bro, Bagford, be not being a good sport.
Yeah, come on.
I said that's so funny. Oh my God.
Did you guys? Hey, real, so real quick, did
Are
you guys?
Are you both comedians?
Radio host.
Damn.
She's like, I'll fuck you. real quick, did
I
you
like
guys?
How cigarettes smell, but I don't smoke cigarettes.
I hate
like
the way
if there's someone
smell.
That smokes cigarettes, like I don't mind. Look, look, shout out to Mac. Miller, a friend.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. He
best day ever.
He would. He had invited me to the studio, and he was like, "You know, I smoke. I'm sorry." And I'm like, "Dude, I love the smell. I think it reminds me of my grandma, who used to smoke." But he's like, he was tripping out on that. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Normally girls don't like it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
The thing is with you, sorry.
It's like fond memory.
But yeah, fond memories and like the smell is like the thing that brings back the most memory, right?
True.
So like my dad smokes, but like I have negative feelings about it because I didn't like that he smokes. Mm-hmm. To this day, I'm just like, I don't like it. So I really hate the smell of cigarette smoke.
You want to know what's crazy? Did he imagine I could say like, yeah, that smell of crack?
What does crack smell like? But I like the smell of it.
Because hey, it reminds me of my dad when he was here.
That's so
funny. Behind.
I just sneezed.
He's crying.
Get out.
Damn, we're bullies.
I got to sneeze. All the time. Baby, not get asshole.
In his brain, he's like, sneeze. Nah, it's okay.
I'm trying to hold it in.
That's how you hold it.
Just let it out.
Like, I've been having allergies the whole time. And fucking Angie's theory was like, somebody's thinking about you. Well, fuck, they're thinking. I've been fucking sneezing. But no, you know, that had me dead right now because I remember like.
You're dead.
Like, side note, every time I go to TJ, I try to look for my dad. This time I went and I couldn't find him. I was like, maybe next time.
Oh, bro, so that
sad.
Broke my heart.
I'm not even. Yeah. I'm laughing because of the
preview. You want to see a picture of him? Not for real. This is not weird. I promise you guys.
Do you see Angie doing this?
I feel bad.
Oh my God.
Oh, if I have to fucking sneeze. Fuck you, Angie. Clip number two.
Hold on.
I feel bad. Yeah, dude.
Oh no.
I shouldn't be laughing about this shit.
I was gonna say that hotel, like, you know how like hotel like towels smell? Like if they washed them with a bunch of towels and not everybody are not. To me, hotel bathrooms.
Wait, I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
Fucking hotel bathrooms.
Okay.
Like, you know the towels? You know how hotels have a certain sense of smell?
Kind
of
chlorine or good, like
detergent? Like laundry, like.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of like, but it doesn't, it fucking reminds me of juvenile hall.
Oh, shit.
And then soap, you know how we have like soap in the house, but we go to the market and we got to choose like coconut smell and shit like that. You know how like that soap, there's that soap that like,
The general one that you
the
like.
The general one that everybody.
The one that they put in parks
like,
and
like
shit.
Even in the bathroom here. You know how they have like.
Public bathrooms, basically.
Yeah. That
the
smell.
Pink one?
It's like a pink one?
Yeah. It could be either pink or clear, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. It reminds me like of my like being locked up at a juvenile.
Wow.
But the towel smell, because you know what it smells like? If you have to like wash seven. Like, you have to wash a million towels, so you put them all in one big spot and just add a bunch of shit to make it clean. And then so that's what it reminds me of.
But when you smell that, like, does it brings back, like,
it brings
memories?
Back flashbacks of, like I remember when I it was, like, when I was younger, I was in juvenile hall. Like, it reminds me of, like.
What did you do to go to juvenile hall?
I was, like, I was doing, like, a lot of tagging. I spit at a cop. I got caught with, like, robbing the phone, fighting, shit.
So you kept going back, or that was?
I was in and out, like, I was like in and out like four times.
What's the longest time you stayed in there?
7 months, 6 months.
Damn, at once.
At once. That was. Fuck. It was weird, but honestly, like, I'm glad I did that then.
Yeah.
Like, you know how much of a loser I would have looked if I was like obviously like yeah.
You're stealing phones now, like.
Yeah. No, like come on, dude. Like I'm trying to make you feel me, like, and it's just I'm glad I learned as a kid. I would have never wanted to go to prison.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I've met and I've seen people that, like, been to prison and come out and their life really changed. Mm-hmm. And then they told me that their life didn't change, but that's because they chose that. They live. And I learned that from, I seen the LA Original shit, and they asked him, like, do you think they died happy? And he's like, yeah, because if not, they wouldn't be doing. You never do nothing you're not happy with. At least that's my. Well, actually, I'm wrong because I don't think my mom wanted to clean houses for 21 years.
Yeah.
Or et cetera, et cetera. But it's just more like. When
you do things you can tolerate.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. I think gangbanging is really a choice. Or like example, I'm just giving an example where like in a sense where like, you know, you love what you did and that's.
But some people do it because they can tolerate it.
Yeah, facts.
Because I've been around where, you know, I was like maybe like 17 and then like a 14, 15 year old was like about to get jumped in a hood. And he was like, he didn't want to, but it was inevitable. And he was just like, yo, they're looking for me like. They want to jump me in.
Yeah.
And he was, like, hiding and shit. Because he was, like, he knows what comes with the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, but I'm sure, I don't know what ended up happening. Maybe he did. But maybe he didn't love it, but he could tolerate it. You know what
I'm
saying?
I think that's true. But yeah, but I think overall, like, I'm glad I learned. I went through all my trials and tribulations
early.
Early.
You made your mistakes early.
Yeah, from like 12 to 18, I was just, but it was just violating my probation as well. Like I'll get drug tested, or I was dirty, or like I had like straight ass, and I went to court, and he'll lock me up.
You were in the system, so
and then if you ask any juvenile officer, they always tell you like, this is a bad luck pawn. The minute you commit, you're in the system forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck, I gotta fuck his knees again. Fuck, I'm crying again.
You are.
Just let it out, bro.
I've never fuck the met system, someone. Bro.
Fuck the system.
Who cries have a dad? When they're trying.
By the way, you guys, Letty really loves your dad.
Let me see your dad.
Are you gonna cry?
Let me see. I just want to see. I want to join you.
Can you have your dad hug Duno?
He can be a good sub. Like, he's great.
He's great?
Yeah.
My guy.
Do you have a brother?
I feel like I should have took that medicine.
Let the other brother?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Does he you need like another? You need another one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's getting personal. Let
me show you. I just had, like, so other times that you look for him, do you find him?
I can't call him nowhere. It's just, I always remember where he be at. Or, like, the first time I seen him in, like, 8 years, I did cry because it was like, I seen my dad, like, I guess, like, I knew he was a smoker, but he was somewhat healthy.
Yeah.
But then when you see him, I'm not sure you're going to be like, oh my
God. Like, you saw, like, the effects.
I seen, he's suffering. You're suffering.
Yeah.
Like, you're lit.
It took a toll.
Like, it's literally your, and like, if you ask my homegirls, they cried. Like,
yeah.
Fool, like, damn. Like, because I think when people think, oh, a drug addict is like somebody you tolerate that lives in your house.
Yeah.
Like, nah, mine's is like, this fool is smoked out the game.
Damn.
Like, smoked out, like, for real. But, is it like, you know,
yeah,
he made choices in life, and he made that choice. Because he had a great family, my mom with him.
He had a beautiful son.
Yep.
Duno. This was the last time you saw him?
Oh, let me see. What year is that, President?
2019.
Was it 2019?
2 years ago?
Yeah, I think that makes sense, yep. That's the first time I've seen him since, like, since 2010.
I'm gonna cry.
Why are you gonna cry?
This is so sad.
Don't show it to me. I'm an emotional cancer. Don't show it to me.
Oh my God.
But look, and then I think I have a picture of him like healthy, and you're gonna be like, oh wow.
Well, I seen that picture in your crib. He looked healthy right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You were like what?
I was like
10.
11? I think that was like the last year. But he looked healthy, but he was still smoked out the game.
Oh, okay. He looked healthy though. He looked strong.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
well, I just think it's even more than that. It's like, I'm me having my dad, I know how much.
Why are you crying, fool?
Because it's so sad. Yeah, I'm
crying. Why are you crying?
But also, I'm like emotional.
Fucking smoker. Yeah, he's a smoker.
Let me get off. Like, I feel like I understand and I appreciate in the moments where, like, I need a dad and he's there, even though I'm an adult. And so I can only imagine, like, not having that. Because there's things your mom can't do.
Well, you're ruining your makeup, fool.
I don't care. I know you're trying not to cry, but like.
No, I don't know. Well, you know, I have this conversation all the time.
But like,
this is an emotional podcast with the Brown Bag.
This is a love podcast for real. But like, it just even shows me like your perseverance too. Like that shows a lot for someone that's your, like, not that that's your dad, but like that you're still you. Like the way you.
Oh, grow. Yeah. He has my, I have his personality.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's still a piece of shit, but. He's still my dad, you know. He's still
of course.
Like when I see him, I don't fucking like downgrade him as a bum and a fucking homeless.
No.
But you know, like I take him to eat.
Like people, you said, there's choices that you make. And it's good that you're still choosing, regardless, to still.
Oh yeah, out. Like because you feel me. Like my two older sisters, they don't got papers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the ones who read. That's especially my older sister. She's like, that's her love of her life, and
yeah,
she understands that she can't cross the border. So whenever, but you know what? You know why I fuck with him? He doesn't call me and ask me for money. Because he doesn't deserve our money. You didn't deserve this money I'm making.
Yeah.
My mom deserves it. And
I want to keep crying.
And I think he's very much like, okay, cool. Like, or like when I see him, I'll be like, you need money? He'd be like, nah. And then I'll just pay for like his room.
Yeah. He has like a sense of, it's the Mexican machista shit.
No, he knows he's a piece of shit. Like, he respects I don't deserve you.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine my dad knew how much money I was making now. He will be on my ass, but he doesn't ask for me. My dad doesn't call me on my birthday. Yeah. He knows my birthday, but he doesn't go like, oh, let me. But you know what's crazy? That my dad loved my mom so much that he would call my mom for her birthday.
Even with all the bullshit.
Even, yeah. Bro, my dad is a psycho fool. Like, whenever he sees me, he goes like, is your mom with somebody? I'll be uh-huh. like, but then I get mad at him. Like, you first of all, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, your son's in front of you. You want to know what the fuck your ex-wife's doing? You fucking asshole. But he's cool. Like, I remember, like, I seen him after being shot. Like after, like, obviously 3 years later.
After you got shot.
Yeah, and then he's like, who shot you? And you know, my dad was with the full-fledged function. And he was like, you do anything about it? And I was just, you know, I gave him the answer I gave him. And he was like, just make sure you live with that choice. Because mm-hmm. my dad was a killer. My dad was a nut. He was a nut. That's what he was. And if you ask any of my older homies, any of my dad, they respect me. They go like, because they go like, fool, your dad was who he was. Obviously, he was a drug addict. But he was a, you know, like you feel me? He was cool, fool. He liked smoking crack.
You get lost. Like, he got lost in it. And that wasn't the intention when he started, I'm sure.
For sure it was. You know? Like, you know, it didn't take you nowhere.
No, I feel like some people
different.
Oh yeah,
some people have a curiosity or it's a, let me try this but one once time.
It's too late.
But once you try it once, it's over with.
Yeah, I think he tried like the whole rehab shit every once in a while, but he you know, you feel me, you make choices in life. But it's cool. Like, whenever I see him, like, I always like he goes like, I'm not hungry. I'd be like, fool, you're fucking hungry, dick.
Yeah.
Like, you've been living in the streets for 10+ years. You're hungry, fool. Let's eat.
Yeah.
And like, or like, and then you know what's so dope? Like, That's why I knew my homies were my homies. Like, I remember we were there. I had, like, a bag of clothes for him. But, like, all my homies took off their sweaters.
Yeah.
One of the homies gave him his shoes. Yeah. And, you know, my homies didn't have to do that. But they were, like, or, like, one time we got harassed by the cops and TJ. And all the money I had, I paid for the cops to let us go. Mm-hmm. And all the money my homies and my hungers had, they gave it to my dad. They're like, nah, fool, give it to your pops, dick. Like,
that's real shit.
So it's kind of, like, one of those things where it's, like, now that I'm older, when you die, I don't want to be like, oh, I never had a, like, you know, I never tried. So at least now, if you ever die, I'll try.
You know you're a good person, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, sure. When you think of yourself, you know you're a good person. Mm.
A lot of people would be like, on some, fuck this fool.
Yeah.
I never want to see him again. Like, I hope this and that to him. You know what I'm saying?
This but, is, like, so deep, but I
remember. It is really deep, but fuck it.
Like, I remember growing up, I was like, or even now, this is my mentality, and it might sound wrong, but I would prefer him to die. Because
feel like,
he's
you feel like he's suffering.
He's suffering, dog. Like, like if I was like that, man, take me out of my misery, fool.
I get what you mean.
Like, brother, give me 25 to life. Shit, you feel me? Like,
you feel you wish for that or a complete full recovery.
Yeah.
Which
I think to me it's like likely, going cold turkey is hard. I think even like even with like cigarettes or like beer or like even vaping, I think you go cold turkey, you finna like, you feel me? Like, I have homegirls that be hitting those little pens.
Yeah.
But they, when they're like, why do you do that? They'd be like, it's like a habit. And my hungers can't live without it. They'd be mad when
they're drinking it.
They don't have their little fucking, their little smoky shit. I'm like, what the fuck? But it'd be like that.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
We love you.
Before you want to go meet my dad?
Yeah, but I just want you to know, like, you're so
why are you emotional,
like, fool? Like, you're loved.
Yeah, for sure. That's he's cool, fool.
But, you, like.
If you cry again, you have to put 20 bucks in the brown bag.
Someone else ended. We've been talking for an hour. We didn't do any of the segments, but
we talked for an hour.
Yeah.
About my dad. Fuck that fool.
I'm too sad.
Now we gotta do the segment.
Okay, one of you. I'm legit too sad. Like, right, if I talk, I'm gonna cry.
Let me look at the segments. Hold on.
All right, let's talk hip hop. Blast and Beano.
Oh yeah. So all right. So
it jumped at 9.
Yeah. Hold on. Have you noticed?
Did you see the picture?
What?
Did you see the picture?
No, I didn't see it. Okay, I told him not to show it to me.
He didn't want to see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fool, you're weird, dick.
No, I love you. Like, I really love you.
Nah, it's cool.
Don't you hate when people are like, go out of town, like they have to flex, like oh, I'm OT right now. Like, relax.
Out of
like,
town.
Oh, why does everybody have to flex when they go out of town?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Like, we all travel.
Do you find that a flex, like, do you think people look at your story when you have like bottle service and they're like, yeah. Like, you think, like, all right, let me give you an example. You think, I'm not saying it's just what I'm thinking. You think girls look at your stories and be like, ooh, he got bottle service. Let me see what's up with him.
Definitely.
You think
really?
So?
Really?
Because, bro, I was talking to Swift about this. For, like, 6 weeks straight, I had bottle service.
Mm.
Like, every weekend. But it wasn't, like, on purpose.
And for 6 weeks
necessarily,
straight,
or, like, I didn't, like, come out of pocket necessarily every time. But it just happened to be that, like, oh, shit, like, I know a homie here, or I'm going out, like I'm on vacation or something there, mm-hmm. or we're hosting something. Facts. You know what I'm saying? So we get bottle service.
By the way, me and Vic are hosting on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah, we got to plug that. Shout out Major Hype, Phoenix Flexin.
Bravo the Back Chaser, AZ Tyke.
Mike Sherm.
Oh, my! Oh, not even AZ Tyke. Huh? Is Tyke on
it? I think so.
And One Take J.
And One Take J. And then Cypher's going to spin.
He's not going to be there. Shout out Good Morning Gabe.
Oh, yeah. Good Morning Gabe. Yeah, Good Morning Gabe.
And DJ also.
DJ also and Major Hype. Duno and Rosecrans Vic are going to be hosting.
Say where. You guys didn't say.
It's going to be at Catch One.
Oh, it is at Catch One?
It's at Catch
One. Oh, thank God.
It's in the big venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, the upstairs in the disco room. Saturday the 16th.
17th.
Saturday the 17th. So, yeah, everybody come out. Pull up, pop up, say what's up to us. We're going to be off to the right of the stage, popping bottles. You could come say what's up. One picture each person. You feel me? One handshake each person.
Yeah, we might not even get handshake. We might just do the
group photo.
Yeah. And you know, I've always thought about that. Like, when I get super famous, a lot of fans, just one picture, everybody, come on. like, and if I'm going to bring, like, the stands, like, you know, like the football stands, and just take a photo with all my classmates, like, all my fans.
I'm going to just bring a cardboard cutout of myself and leave it there and dip.
Everyone take photos here.
Yeah, everyone take a photo next to my cardboard cutout, and I'm going to get out of here.
But you do think that if someone shows bottle service, that attracts girls?
I was talking about that yesterday where I remember, like I was, like, I always had pretty girlfriends and all that, but there were certain girls that tried to get out of high school, and they just wasn't fucking with me. Mm-hmm. And then I remember recently I went to a school, not a high school party, but like, I guess like an old high school reunion. It was like what some girl went to high school with, and she had like her 21st birthday or something.
A lot of people from high school got together.
And then it was just, we happened to all have the same friends still, or like my homies, his homies, homies, whatever. And I pulled up and I ran into everybody. Obviously, they're not asking me for pictures because they know me, but the conversation is always like, well, how is it knowing this person?
Yeah.
Or how is it doing this? Oh my God, you went here. You were on this. And I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, and I'm like, that's where I remember I tweeted like, oh, man, bro, y'all not doing something you love? Damn, must suck. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mean it in no say, but I'm just proud of myself that I'm doing something I love. And then shout out Yaya, she replied, people don't understand. Like, I always try to tell people how grateful I am about, I get to love what I do. Like, I think you guys feel the same way, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because a lot of my homegirls in high school, they felt like they had a plan, and I think they were downplaying everybody that wasn't going to go to a UC or maybe something. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm pretty sure people thought of that. Not even just girls, but guys as well. And they're stuck working at Starbucks.
Yeah.
With, they don't know what they want to do for college or.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like. And
can
I'm
I
like,
tell you a flex of mine?
Yeah.
I had a bully.
A bully.
A bully,
yeah. In high school, and not high school.
What's her name?
In elementary school and in middle school.
Name her?
Her name was Jasmine.
Fuck you, Jasmine.
Jasmine, what?
I don't remember her last name.
You think she watches you?
What? Well, let me finish my story.
Hey, Jasmine, something. Comment right here.
She was like a bully because what's fucked up is she was like, she lived in the same neighborhood as I did. Mm-hmm. And so out of school, she was nice to me. In school, she was a bitch to me.
Wow.
And so to me, that was like really confusing. Yeah. So my sister's the older one. I'm the younger one. And this girl was like in the middle, right? All the girls that were in between my sister's grade and my grade hated me because they hated my sister, but they couldn't do shit because she's older. So our middle schools were only 7th and 8th grade, not 5th, 6th, 7th, not 6th, 7th, 7th and 8th. So when my sister was in 8th grade, I was in 6th grade. I was still in elementary. But those 7th graders, if they hated her, because either she was dating a cute boy that they liked or whatever.
Middle school shit.
Because she was pretty. Yeah. Once she left to elementary school, these girls were the 8th graders.
Once she left to high school.
Yeah. And what did I say?
Yeah, elementary.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm drunk. Yeah. And then I was a 7th grader.
Oh, that was on your head.
Because they couldn't fuck with her, they would fuck with me.
Yeah.
And this girl was one of them, and especially because she knew me. I remember one time they had me on the field, and they all circled me, and like,
oh, we fought. It's like out of a movie.
Shit. Yeah, like.
You fought the girl that lived in your neighborhood?
Yeah. But
Jasmine.
But to me, it was hard because it's like, you're so nice to me out of here. Like, do I fight you or
why
not?
Why are we fighting? Yeah.
Yeah, but she was like putting on. Crying? No, but like we fought. To me, it was a weird kind of bully. It was frenemy shit. I think that was the first frenemy I've ever had. Long story short, fast forward, I'm at a day party. And they're calling the shot girl, the one that gives like the needles, and it's her.
Wait, so she was the bottle girl?
She was a bottle girl. She was serving, and
she was serving you.
The look on her face,
because you was popping in the section.
Hell yeah, it was my section. I was fucking winning
on the radio.
Yeah,
what?
She turns around to like show me,
and at the moment, radio's huge, so you're cracking.
Oh, yeah. There was no other shit. There was no social media like that. Like, if you're popping on the radio, you're that influencer. Yeah.
So you was, not to respect you, but you was the, you was like,
I got beach, dog. And so, like, they have to come around and see, offer you. And so she just looked at me, and I was like, no, thank you. And to me, like, I didn't even have to, like, fight her or say, who, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
To me, that was, she like, knows the biggest, who you are. Like,
because
like,
the DJ was like, shout out, woo, shout out, woo, woo.
And it was,
man, we got woo, woo, in the house. Like,
and I just remember, her face was worth all of the bullshit.
That's fire.
Yeah, so shout out to those
types of flexes. That's a great flex, yeah.
No, yeah.
I don't know why that was brought up.
I'm telling you, I was, like, in the party, and, you know, they was kind of, like, choosing up, and I was kind of, like, I mean, I'm a, I still knock the bitch, you feel me? But you're not finna have my same wrist. Mm. Like, even like fools I went to high school with, like, some of them fools, they're super cool. They see me like, hey, my boy, hey, but we love what you're doing, you're cool. But there's fools that, like I hear from, like, the hungers, like, oh, yeah, bro, saying you too cool to kick it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, if I'm just busy, you're not making as much money as I am. You're gonna do what you're doing. If I'm busy every day, I'm gonna be busy every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you love when, like, the coolest people in high school, you fast forward like 4 or 5 years later, they ain't shit.
I'm blessed not enough shit. That I was. Yo, I'm blessed.
That 50 Cent line is yo, so real. Damn, dog. Homie. In what high happened? School, he was a man homie.
What the fuck happened to you?
Hey, I'm so glad. I'm so blessed enough that I was a shit in high school. And,
oh, you were on and, since then?
Yeah.
Bro. You, bro.
Talk about it.
Bro, I want to, bro. If I call my PE teacher right now, she going to tell you I was the one, bro. Yeah,
nah, that's dope.
I'm really a fucking, bro, like, fool. Like, I was really, bro, I was fucking running fades, throwing Arizona cans at fools' faces. And I never got kicked out because they believed in me. Like, they were just like, but I was really that young. You that's know what I mean? Like, I was getting a crack in high school.
That's
lady, fine. One of the prettiest girls. I was on. But I remained humble. I was always cool with everybody. I never believed. I made fun of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was never one of them fools that, like, even though I had, like, even at the moment in high school, I was making, like, $100 every 2 days because I was selling weed. And I was like, oh, yeah, man, Torta's on me. Shakey's on me.
Yeah.
A bunch of lunch, but we were all homies. And everybody you see in my story, like, because obviously you guys see, like, Denner, Jakarta, but I have friends that I got these two claps out on me. And that's
TJ with.
Yeah. Those are my, they've seen me cry before.
Yeah.
We didn't been poor together. We're like, we were in 12th grade with like $5 and we split it on McChickens. And now, you know, like, my homie, especially my homie Andy, I took him on his first plane ever to Dallas.
That's right.
And he loved it. He got drunk as fuck at the club. He was like trying to go to the strip club after. I'm like, fool, we have a 6 a.m. flight. He's like, no, strip club, yeah. And I'm like, fool, no strip club. Let's go to sleep.
That's funny.
But it's always dope. I love high school.
I want you to know you're so loved.
You fool, you too.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
But you didn't see the picture or else you're going to go. I can't get out of it. I'm emo, so.
You're emo?
We've been talking for over an hour. Hopefully you guys fucking love this shit.
Is this long enough, guys?
Yeah, because you guys have been asking
Are
for
you not entertained?
Longer episodes. And just so you know, I'm not going to edit out any stutters.
Oh, it's good. Perfect. Though, we have to,
it jammed.
It jammed like my blammer. Oh, shit. No.
Oh, yeah. We're giving away.
Start dancing.
Who are we giving the brown bag to this week?
Oh, the girl with the comment.
We have $29.
The girl with the comment.
Which includes pesos.
10 of them are $20 and pesos.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to find the comment. I'm going to read it.
Find your screenshot.
I'm going to read it because.
Send your screenshot.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I saw someone tweet that you guys said you're only going to give it away to baddies. That's not true.
No, we were just
but
that I was joking on
was
that one day.
Yeah, and we're not feminists either just because we chose two girls in a row.
Yeah.
They had the best comment in two.
We'll choose a homie soon. You feel me?
Next podcast, we'll choose the guy.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to choose Kayla Abeita, who commented on episode 4 of the Brown Bag Pod on YouTube. She said, glad to know Duno's okay, but I also wanted to say that this is probably my favorite podcast because as a Latina, most of the podcasts that are popular are never really hosted by Latinos, and I feel I can never really relate to any of the topics or the things they talk about. And with this podcast, I can relate to you guys so much. Y'all are so welcoming, and I feel like I'm hanging out with my family and friends. It's just all good vibes all the time. So much love to y'all.
And that's for your $29 for you.
Yeah, you're getting $29, so...
Hey! Oh, wow, it went really good this time.
Wow, he wants to do that so bad.
Oh, so much money in there.
It's yeah. A lot.
I feel so, like a
they're stripper. Usher books. Oh.
So look, Kayla, I need you to DM the Brown Bag Instagram page and let us know that, you know, you Thanks. Are her. We will verify that in yes. our we special our ways.
And because you fucking scammers.
Yeah.
You
fuck. Yeah,
there's someone that tried to scam us, so fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but it means that we're popping, so that's mm-hmm. cool. So, yeah, so DM your info and, you know, send us a screenshot of whatever. And then we'll send you, you know, give us your payment information and we'll send it.
Facts. And real quick, I see some shit about a P.O. box. We for sure going to come up with something where you can send us your... Because I know you guys see us, whatever, right? Merch, whatever.
Yeah, give us some merch. Yeah. Give us some like...
We're trying to help out
some Mexican merch.
Brown
like, bro, you know, you feel me? Like, I don't got to wear Japanese brands all the time. You feel me? Like, I'll wear some Latino shit. You know
what I'm saying? If you sell huaraches, I'll wear some huaraches.
On God. Some hats. Y'all got custom hats?
Let's make a bet for Sunday because El Salvador is playing Mexico and I'm half Salvi, half Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
Salvi's beat Trinidad and Tobago or Tobago, yeah, that's Tobago. Who tied with Mexico. Y'all mm-hmm. couldn't get the job done, so we had to. Mm-hmm. Half of me had to. And then Mexico beat Guatemala.
The Guatemalans?
Guatemaltecos?
Guatemaltecos.
Yes. We love you, but we beat you.
What are we beating? What are we betting?
I'll bet you $50 that Mexico will beat El Salvador.
You know, because I low-key believe it.
But you just want to
gotta stand for your people, all right?
They're both my people.
You want to start for los hipotes y la gran puta. Bomaje come mierda.
Okay, how about if Salvi's win, I get to choose a challenge for only you two to do? And if Mexico wins, you get a challenge to choose a challenge for only half of me to do.
For only half? Shut the fuck up. All of you to do. That's a good idea.
Yeah. No, you know what? Fuck that. You and Angie have to do it because...
Yeah, you and Angie, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because...
Angie didn't do the mustard shit.
Okay.
Shake on it.
Angie's half Salvi for Sunday.
Yeah.
Come shake on it, Angie.
And if you're Salvadorian and you watch the podcast and you want to send me a Salvadorian jersey, I'm down to wear it because I don't have
it. Yeah, and my son is half Salvadorian, so if you have a little Salvadorian national team jersey in a size 7 or 8,
let's get it.
Send it to the P.O. box.
Yeah.
I'll make them wear it.
And if you guys want to ship us some pupusas, what are your pupusas?
Or tequila. Oh, I love pupusas.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Let's get it.
Some repollo on the mill. Gas.
Yes. Because we asked Leti to make us pupusas, but I don't think she can.
I don't know how.
You guys. And in the comments, don't be fucking emotional about the stories we said today.
It's okay to be emotional. Live life. It's okay to be like me.
Brown bag, bitch.
Yeah, and if your dad left you, fuck him.
I'm going to cry again.
And if your mom left you, fuck her.
Brown bag,
if your parents didn't leave you, love them.
Brown bag, bitch.
Just love who's around you and who loves you and know that we got you like that.
And we love you.
Yeah.
We love you.
If nobody else loves you, Brown Bag loves you.
And don't do crack. Oh, wow. Somebody called me.
Brown Bag, we out.
Bye.